All right. All right. Pirkei Avos, second parak. And Yaakov Tzvi ben Avram. So, first of all, the author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who is the person who wrote the Shishi Shidrei Mishnah. Just a fun fact. Okay. Yeah, this seems to be working. Awesome. All right. So, let me move my computer back. This is much easier. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, what is the proper path that a person should take for himself? Whatever will be benefit to him and earns him the respect of other people. As we do, always, we read the full Mishnah first and do the commentaries after and delve into each idea. We break it down. Heavy Zahir, the mitzvah kala kvechemra, she'ina tayodeya matan zchorin shel mitzvah. Be as careful with a minor mitzvah as you are with a major mitzvah, for we do not know the true schar, the true reward one gets for doing a mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah, everything is relative in the book, in the eyes of God. It's all up to our Kaddish Baruch Hu people. Judaism and a Kaddish Baruch Hu go hand in hand. Uschar Avera Keneged Hasvera. Mashiv We do not know the true score. Uschar. So, calculate the cost of a mitzvah against its schar and its reward, and calculate the reward gained from an avera against the cost of doing that avera. Reward meaning punishment, but the Torah does not like using negative terms. We want to be positive Pollys, not negative Nancys. Okay. Stock up a source of the consider three things, and you will not come into the grip of an avera. New, what are they? Dama mimcha. Know what is above you. Ayin ro'eh, an eye that sees. The ozen shamas, the ear that's hearing. There's spies all around. You're on guard cam. He sees you. He hears you. He's everywhere. It's more effective than the NRA, than the FBI. He's God. And all your chassadim, all your deeds, all your mitzvot, and all your averos are recorded in a book. Okay. This reminds me of a Gemara in Psachim. I believe it's in Psachim. I'm not exactly sure where it is. No, sorry. It's in Brachos. In Brachos for Tefillat HaShachar. There's a very interesting Maisa where Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is on his deathbed and his Talmidim ask him, Rabbi, give us a bracha. Give us a blessing. Tell us, Rabbi, Holy Rebbe, tell us, give us some advice. And he's like, I'm tired, I'm weak. I really, bracha b'slacha. Come on, something a little more. I'm just giving the summarize the shock of tired. This is not the exact lesson in the Gemara, but I'm pretty sure based on the lesson of the Gemara, this is probably how the conversation went down. Come on, Rebbe. fine. Fear Hashem like another person walking down the hallway. Sounds like great advice. The Talmidim were not satisfied. They're like, that's it. Am I? That's it? And he's like, Ulavai, Halavai! If only that was it. If only that was the case. If only I would be able to do such a thing. If only you understood the power. You understood the power of those words. Now, the example I will give is as follows. When you're, imagine you're an elementary school student, and don't tell me you haven't done this. Imagine you're an elementary school student. Imagine you are an elementary school student, and you're trying to steal oranges from the school refrigerator. And the principal's coming. You drop the oranges. You run away. And you run for your life. You run for your life. And you're basically running for your life. You're running for your life, and you're running, and the principal is basically, you know, you're scared of the principal. You're like, principal who? You know, Rabbi's coming, everybody hide, you know. If we treated Hashem like the Rabbi was coming in the hallway, imagine how much more we would fear God. Imagine how much more we would respect God. Imagine how much more HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be in our lives. How does this connect to the Mishnah? This connects to the Mishnah where we said the Noah is above you. An ear that's hearing, that an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and all your chesedim are recorded in a book. Hashem is watching us like a loving father. Hashem loves us. And he watches us and he calculates. At the same time, just like a father, he has to be fair. The Asher HaKadosh, his commentary, says some very nice points, and this is where I get to use my background in Tanakh a little. We should not think that Hashem does not know what we do or think, because he is in Shemayim while we are on earth. Chas v'shalom! This is why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Rabbi HaKadosh, says in our Mishnah, Da mimala mimcha. Know it is above you. That is, God is just above you. He's very near. For Yeshayahu in Parak Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the earth is full of his glory. And we're going to explore this pasuk. Let me get my Tanakh. We're going to explore this pasuk and see why this goes hand in hand with our Mishnah. The earth is full of our glory. First of all, before we go into the before we go into the commentaries on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Think about it from a perspective of somebody. Think about it from a perspective of somebody who is from the perspective of the Mishnah, which was Domim Allah Mimich, know what is above you. And even before that, the advice the Mishnah gives that you should be careful in every single mitzvah and calculate the reward / punishment, because it's really punishment, but the Torah doesn't like being a negative Nancy. It really goes with that perspective of the pasuk of in the Yeshayahu, the earth is full of his glory. Now, as soon as I open up my Tanakh, Yirmiyahu, Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Isaiah 6:3, for those who prefer that, Lashon. We're going to see exactly why. So, I'm going to start from the first pasuk in that parak of the Yeshayah. Let's understand which time period this is. Where this is. Vishnah mo hamelech Uziah. This is the first pasuk in the sixth parak of Yeshayah. We're going to get to the third and understand why it says that. Madam Koshesh, this was right after the death of Uziah HaMelech. Now, that begs the question, when was the reign of King Uziah? Uziah was 16 when he became king and reigned for 52 years. He was, in English years, he was between 783 and 742 before the Common Era. So, that's the time period. My vineyard should not be ravaged. This is Yeshayahu discussing how people were running on Uziah's coattails to Avodah Zarah. So this is when Uziah died. Yeshiva Kisei Ramani saw Yishlam Elayim Al-Hechal. Hashem, I beheld that Hashem sat on the Kisei covered and the skirts of his robe filled with Beit HaMikdash. Shfarim Adem Kanapim Shesh Kanapim Lecha B'Shayim Yasa Panab B'Shayim Yasubar Glavishim Ya'ov. Seraphim stood in attendance on Hashem. Each of them had wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his legs. And with two he would fly. Going back to what we said in our Mishnah. And the next lines, the next pasuk is the earth was full of his glory. So now that we went to Yeshayah and got background, let's read the Mishnah again. At least the part which it relates to. Dami malami meich. No, it is above you. Hashem is not far. Hashem is near. Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is here. Hashem is there. Hashem is truly everywhere. As Yeshayah says, he's with his seraphim. He's right next to us. We need to have that in vision. We need to envision like Hashem is in the same room as us. We need to fear Hashem, and we need to love Hashem. Because Yirah brings Ahava. Now, the physicality of this horrible generation, by the way, the Ashurk was written in 1600, so think about how much longer this paragraph would be if it was written in 2020. And though he impedes him indeed, as it says in Daniel, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chafes, he knows what is in the dark. Hashem knows what's going on in the dark. What's the context? open up Sefer Taniyah. For those who prefer the English term, Daniel 2:6. Daniel 2:22. Parak Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, and Daniel. What was going on during the times of Daniel around those Pesukim? And how can we relate that to our Mishnah? So, I'm going to skip around a bit. But the beginning of Parak Beis, now remember, this is at the end of Parak Beis, towards the end. But, second Parak of Daniel, Daniel 2, begins with Ufshanat Shtayim L'malchus Nebuchadnezzar Chalom Nebuchadnezzar Chalom Out V'tovalses Rucho V'shanato Niya Alav. So this was during the episode where Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and his spirit was agitated, yet he was overcome by sleep. He had a dream. He had a vision. So, if that is the case, and now in Mishnah, it says that the Mishnah concludes that we could definitely relate to Dab Mimala Mimcha. Think about it. Nebuchadnezzar is calling everyone in. Did you hear my dream? He orders his magicians, his sorcerers, everybody. Tell me what you have. His dream and Yossi's dream, and Paro's dream. That Yossi interpreted. Paro knew what the dream was, but he didn't know the meaning. Nebuchadnezzar forgot the dream. There's no context. So, as this is going on, Daniel's like, oh, I could do it. So, we're now going to Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'data napicha v'chmacha mechal v'nibav Daniel v'chaber l'chalta. The Gezerah condemning Daniel Hanani B'shon Azariah to death was issued. They were about to die. Ke'edan Daniel, you thought we didn't even get to the Pasuk that the Asher quoted yet. I think there is a very good understanding now of what was going on. But I'm going to go further. I think it's a very good idea of what is going on and why it would Daniel would say Hashem knows what is in the dark. But I'm going to keep going in Daniel here because this is good stuff. This is something that should be taught in yeshiva because Tanakh really goes hand in hand with every type of learning. Ke'etan Daniel ha'itel ta'am u'ta'am v'arech rab tevata v'imau katinasuk v'kalta v'chachei v'avau. But Daniel spoke with Ariach, captain of the guard who was set out to put them to death, the wise men of Babylon. Daniel says, okay, let's make a deal. He spoke up and says, Anavi Amar Reshaleta Dimauka Amadata. Why is the decree of the king so urgent? Therefore, Ariach tells Daniel, Daniel Waba Amin Mauka. This is Yod. This is Tet Zion. Yitain La. Ufashel Hav Chalam Maukai. So Daniel went to ask the king for the time that he might tell the meaning to the king. Edan Daniel Levita, Azal Kanani, Mishal, Isaiah, Harivia. Daniel went and informed Chanani, Mishal, and Isaiah the matter. That they, Urachaman, they should daven to Hashem, Urachaman, regarding this mystery, so that they would not be put to death together with the other wise men of Babylon that were not God fearing and not Jewish. It was revealed to Daniel. So, Daniel says, Ana Daniel, this is Chav. Omar Lahava Ishma, di Ehela, Mivarich min Oma, the Adama di Chamata, Ukvorata, Dalehi. let the name of Hashem be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power are His. Behu mehashana adina vithamahanya miadina ma'achen miakim achenei chachmatana yuhumarchen miabelia vina. He changes times and seasons, removes kings and restores kings. He gives the wise their wisdom and knowledge to those who know. Hu kala amikta. He knows what is in the dark. And light dwells within him. And he's telling this with Nebuchadnezzar. And he goes in front of Nebuchadnezzar a few seconds later, and Pasuk Chaf Zion 27, which is not quoted here, which I think really, this is where the connection is. I think the Ashlech had a good start, but I think this is the ultimate connection. Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar asked Daniel, do you know the dream? Interpret the dream. Tell me what the dream is and interpret it. Daniel answered the king and said, the mystery about which the king has inquired, wise men, experts, and magicians cannot tell the king. That there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. And he has made no, and I don't think he will be very happy with what I have to tell you. And he's like, so can you, are you going to interpret the dream or not? Nebuchadnezzar, your dream was that you are going to die. That's what I'm, the vision that entered your mind. You're going to die. Well, how does that connect to our Mishnah? It's a nice Mishnah. How does that connect? The answer is, Hashem controls the world. We send him Behishayam Labakadash Baruch Hu Mav Yilein Miyadam. Hashem saves us from our enemies. Hashem protects us. And with the dark Daniel was teaching us, that's when we need to know that Hashem is above us. Yehudu and Hanasi and paraphrase Mishnah Avos is telling us, that's when we need to know that Hashem is watching. There will be a Daf Yomi at 8:30, same number, same pen. Have a wonderful day. We should be Zolcha. If Mashiach Tzidkenu, read us. Amen. And have a great day. Thank you for tuning in.